5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
All right, go ahead. I am now recording.
Hello, is this Pa the Shy Yeti?
Now it's time for the silliest podcast in the world. The Shy Podcast.
With me, Shy Yeti.
He's not that shy.
104 torches.
Last time on the Shy Life podcast, it was our live show, and Ick was resting up. He'd not been too well, but during the show, he'd been calling us from the spaceship where he was resting up. And well, as the show progressed, he was getting sicker and sicker, and we had to go over and help him. And well, here's a little flashback.
Hello, Paul. Paul, are you there? Paul, are you there? What's going on? Sorry, listeners. Just thought I'd try and check in on what's going on before the episode ends. Paul, are you there? No one's replying. I don't know what's going on. Paul.
Hi, Yeti, Uncle John. Yes, this is me. I'm reporting from the UFO.
Listeners want to know what's going on.
Okay. I'll put a feed straight through.
You what?
I'll put a feed straight through so that the episode is being broadcast from here rather than the flat. So you can go and make a cup of tea.
All right. Well, I've run the theme music. The episode's coming to an end, so you haven't got very long.
All right. Okay. Hello, listeners. Sorry. It's sort of asleep, kind of. And, yeah.
Paul, come here. Quick. I don't know what's happening.
Oh, dear. Is he all right?
He's strange. He's fading away.
He's what?
Look at him. He's fading away before our eyes.
Oh, my goodness. Literally fading away.
What on earth?
Listeners, I'm standing here and Ick is on a bed in front of us and he's literally fading in and out. Like, you could literally see through him. What is going on? Oh, goodness. We need to get some help, but who's going to better help us?
I don't know, Paul, but if we don't get help, I know one thing. He could die.
Oh, no. No, don't say that. Don't say that. He might hear you. Ick, can you hear us? I can barely see him. He's like a ghost.
No, you're right. Maybe I should speak to Cuthbert. Maybe he can advise.
Oh, goodness. Ick! Is he... I can't... I don't think he's breathing. I don't think he's breathing.
No, he must be breathing.
Oh dear. Ick, please, wake up.
Oh dear, Ick.
We need to switch the show back to Yeti Uncle John. Sorry, listeners. I'm sure he'll be fine. He will be fine.
Yes. Oh dear. He's fading away again. I cannot even see him.
I don't know if he's breathing. Oh goodness. Ick.
What's gonna happen today?
Oh my God! It's enormous. It's the Shy Life Podcast.
The show is out of this world.
Oh dear, this isn't gonna end well.
It's a very strange show indeed.
Oh, a million kisses, darling.
I asked for praise, that's all I asked for, praise.
It's not art.
Oh dear, I hadn't thought of that. Still, never mind.
You shut up.
Hey. That Yeti, he's crazy.
That's cool.
Those poor listeners, what have they done to deserve this, eh? Oh, dear, oh, dear.
So Cromarty and I were trying to help him, and he seemed to be fading in and out, but we didn't know what to do. And then he completely vanished. What are we going to do? What are we going to do? We need to get some help. Paul. Paul, he's gone. What? No. Please don't say... Ig. Oh. He's gone. Where is he vanished to? He's faded so much he cannot even see him. He's gone. Oh, no. Maybe this is something that happens all the time, Cromarty. Who knows? We don't know about his kind, do we? Well, no, but... Well, he is literally gone. Maybe he's been teleported back to his own planet or something. I don't know. I think he's just ill. Did look like he was breathing, though. It looked like... Oh, I won't accept it. He can't be dead. He can't be dead. No, Paul. No, he can't be... Oh, look. Look. Oh, my goodness. I can see him again. He's coming back in... He's coming back. Yes, I see him too. Oh, thank goodness. He seems to be breathing. And he is materialising again. Oh, I don't understand this. I don't understand this at all. Ick. Ick? Speak to us, Ick.
Oh, Paul. I'm very ill. I need help. I need help.
Yes, yes, of course. We'll get you help. Don't worry. I think I know who I can ask. I've got an idea.
Why can't we just take him to a doctor?
We can't take him to a doctor. We can't take him to a doctor. They just wouldn't understand.
What if we put him in a raincoat and a hat?
I don't think that's going to work.
Well, I only know about robots and science, but I don't know about that sort of science, not health science.
I know, but I... Well, maybe there is somebody I could ask who... Well, he's sort of on the same lines as you, but maybe he knows a bit more.
Who?
Andrew. Andrew of Andrew and Lisa. Troby. We call him Troby sometimes. Of the Round the Archives podcast.
Mr. Trowbridge? Well, maybe yes.
We should speak to him. Yes. I'm going to call him. I'm going to contact Mr. Trowbridge. I'm going to contact Andrew and see if he can help us. And, I might need you to speak to somebody. Do you have Skype on this spaceship?
Oh, yes, Paul. It's the big red button. No, not that big red button.
Oh, sorry. That says bang on it. Oh, Skype. You really shouldn't have the Skype button and the bang button as the same colour. But, okay. And... Hello, Mr. Trowbridge, Lisa,
hello.
Are you there?
Hello, Paul.
Hello.
Well, I'm here.
Yes, I'm here too.
Oh, hello, Lisa.
Hello.
Good to see you there.
Okay.
Oh,
Lisa's
thank...
off the sofa and I didn't notice.
I know. It can be like that, can't it? Oh, dear.
Yeah.
Oh, dear, oh, dear.
Disguised as wallpaper.
Does she do that a lot?
No, it's only recently it's come on. I don't know quite why. It's some sort of syndrome.
Oh, dear. Like wallpaper syndrome, or
yeah, something like that.
It's probably got a proper name. It's probably whoever discovered the syndrome. It's probably the, I don't know, Jim Smith syndrome or something. or maybe you've discovered the syndrome and it's going to be the Trobian
Lisa. I don't know whether anybody else has suffered from it. But,
well, there must be a way of finding out.
I think Peter Cook did once, but that's a whole different sketch.
Now listen, I need your advice.
Okay.
Because Ick's not very well. You may have heard on the live show he got taken ill whilst we were recording it, and I don't know what to do about it. He caught a little cold, like, yeah, around Christmas time, and yeah, he seemed to get over it. I didn't even know that aliens could get human colds, but that does worry. It does worry me that somehow maybe he's, you know, perhaps it's come out worse in him because he's different. You being a sciencey person, I thought maybe you might have some ideas if you could speak to him. I can bring the computer through so you can sort of speak to him and maybe diagnose him.
Well, I'll have a go. No promises, but...
No, it's just I can't take him to my doctor's because he looks odd. I mean, I don't mean that nastily, but you know where he...
Your doctor?
Yes, very odd. Very odd indeed. And that might scare poor Ick.
No.
And
No, I they're very funny about what patients they'll take. And
I need to ask Nick some questions, I think, just to get an idea of, you know, his symptoms and
yes. background. Yes, that sounds a good idea. I've got him here. I'll let you speak to him. I won't interrupt for a minute. And Ick, I know this is a little bit strange, but this is Mr. Trowbridge, and Lisa's here, and they're going to help you get better. Well, I hope they will anyway.
Okay. Hello.
I understand you're not very well. Can you give us an idea of what's troubling you?
I feel very strange. I keep fading away and then fading back in again.
You mean people can see through you then, is that right?
Yes, that is right.
Ooh, so how long have you been suffering from this?
Well, I caught a cold before Christmas, but then I went to America to see some friends, and then I came back and I coughed some more, and but then we thought I was better, but then during the live show I got sick again, and I completely vanished for about 10 minutes.
Oh, you haven't been sitting in a draft, have you?
Well, maybe when I went to America in the UFO.
Couldn't be anything you ate. Have you eaten anything unusual recently?
I did eat, there's a few things. When I was in America, I ate some books. They were quite rich, quite expensive books. You see, aliens, we do tend to eat books, so usually that's fine, but the ones I ate were especially expensive, so it could be that.
Who wrote the books?
I'm not sure. I could find out, though.
Were they American authors, or...?
I think they might have been, yes.
Okay.
The other thing I've eaten is 175 boxes of mince pies.
170 how much?
175 boxes of mince pies.
Boxes. Right. You ate the boxes or you ate the mince pies?
Oh, the boxes, of course, not the pies.
All right, okay. Just checking. You know, because that could cause you some trouble.
Yes, I had also caught this cold from Paul.
Now, Paul, is Paul disappearing or not?
No, Charles would be a fine thing.
So you definitely can't see through Paul?
No, some people would say that he is easy to see through, but I think that's different.
So these boxes of mince pie, what colour were they?
They had a little picture. Well, they were red, but they had a picture of the mince pie on them and some pretty little flowers and a mistletoe.
I think you need more fluids because you've eaten the boxes and the boxes are going to be quite dry.
Ooh.
So I think, let me see. I think some tea of some sort might help.
Yes.
But it's going to have to be quite specific tea. Let me think a minute. Have you got a belly button? Doesn't have to be your own.
Well, I certainly have access to one.
I was going to say, if you can find a belly button, and it needs to be one of the ones that goes in.
Oh, yes.
Not the sticky out one.
Okay.
So if you could harvest some fluff from a belly button, and you need to make an infusion of that to make some tea, and I think that would be my first port of call.
I have heard of this belly button fluff tea. It is the drink that Charlie Gurr drinks most often.
Oh, really? Oh.
They like it in Bulgaria.
Oh, so he might be able to help you to make some then, or... Yeah, does he use his own fluff, do you know, or...?
I think there's lots of fluff in Bulgaria.
Oh, right, yes.
It was Charlie who ate all of the mince pies.
Ah, right. So he ate the pies and you ate the boxes. Definitely go for the infusion of belly button tea then. That's what I do.
Okay. Paul is here again.
Okay. Good luck then.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Goodbye.
That sounds like a good idea. I'd never even thought of that. We occasionally do drink belly button fluff tea on the show. Well, because of Charlie liking it, and I personally, it's not my favourite, but
I'm not really a fan of weird teas, it has to be said. We have got a tea, we have got a tea cupboard, which is devoted to tea.
Yes.
But, yeah, I don't really go for the weird herbally things.
No, well, that's Charlie Go, isn't it? Yeah, we've got quite
Lisa's,
a lot.
Lisa's just exploded.
Oh, dear.
Lisa, put yourself back together again.
Oh, dear.
You've made a mess all over the sofa. Hearing me. Sorry about that.
No, I know, that's fine. I think I'm going to just go and see if I can access some tea, and maybe we can talk. You can talk to him again in a second. Well, you know, and later in this episode, and we can see how we can see if he's made his recovery. Yeah, I think that whilst you're both here, though, I think Cromarty and Yeti Uncle John also want to talk to you. So maybe whilst they're talking, he can have his tea, and then we'll see what happens at the end. Yeah.
Okay, well, I'm popular today. That's good.
These are some poems from my very first book, Junk Food, which I published in 2001, although about half the book contained poems I wrote when I very first started writing poems in about 1992 and 91, when I was about 18. The early ones are a little bit basic, but, well, when I came to deciding what to put in this book, I wanted to put some of the earliest things I'd written, so I'm going to read you some of those earliest ones this time. They still make me smile. I know that rhyming poetry isn't always looked upon that favourably, certainly not by the poetry community, or a lot of the poetry community, but although most of the people I know who like poetry prefer rhyming poetry, it's a peculiar situation to be in. There is still a sort of divide where people say, oh, I hope it rhymes, or some people look down if you use rhyme. So the sort of poetry I write, most of it suits being in rhyme. So, and ultimately, you should do what you want to do. You shouldn't follow trends or... you know, have people tell you you can or can't do things. I enjoy working with words and playing with rhymes, internal rhymes, and, you know. And if somebody tells me to do one thing, I'll usually do the other, because nothing more annoying than being told what you can and can't do, and especially when it's part of something you're creating yourself. Anyway, this one's called Our Choir. You should hear our old church choir. From today they're up on hire. We do not want them any more. They've won a late-night show on 4. At least we hope that's what they've got. Drinking, swearing, smoking pot. Our choir are a loathsome bunch. Mentally, they're out to lunch. They're out of tune, not out of sight. Adding insult to our plight. They dress in black and scream in jest. Stealing from the treasury chest. We tried to call in local law. But the cops were scared. They knew the score. And so our choir slipped away, stole a speedboat, didn't pay. And things have gone from bad to worse since I begun to write this verse. Last seen mooning, Brighton Pier, dressed in corset, swilling beer. Back at home, though, things move on. We're coping now the choir's gone. The vicar's wife now leads the show. She's banned all singing and...
That must go. We must move forward, cut the crap. We no longer sing the hymns, we rap.
There we go. This is another one of these early ones. It's called Parlour Games. When I was young, 08 or 09, there crawled a spider up my spine. It crawled right up upon my shoulder. It looked to me it was getting bolder. It spoke to me a word or two.
Hello,
it said.
How do you do?
I'm fine, said I. I see you're well, he said.
I am. How could you tell?
Well, I said, that's really easy. You look quite bright and kind of breezy. He smiled and nodded.
Yes, you're right. I'd not considered till tonight, my lad,
said he.
So, what's your name?
Hey now, I cried. Look, what's your game?
No, no,
he groaned.
Now, don't mistake me. It's not as if I wish to harm thee. I merely ask, I'd like to know. If it disturbs you, then I'll go.
No, I said. Name's Boy, what's yours? The spider grinned and snapped his jaws. Said he,
Patrick's my name. I think you're nice.
I was suspicious in a trice. What do you want? I said serenely. Frowned at him and tutted meanly. He said to me,
Your life is bleak. I can give you all you seek. I'll make your life complete and whole. If to me you'll sell your soul, if that is up for sale, spiritless you'll never fail,
he said to me.
Is that okay? Tell me, boy, what do you say? I'll throw in dinner at the Ritz. Ice cream sundaes, banana splits. You can mix with kings, the next big cheese. If you'll only sell your soul now, please. Will you consider, think it through? Don't rush your choice, whate'er you do.
I thought a while, I did consider. Sell my soul to the highest bidder. I thought a tad, did not reply, then gave my answer with a sigh. Look, sorry, I said, no way, Pat. With that I turned and squashed him flat. Well, that serves him right, I thought, forgetting what his childhood taught. Keep your vest on, do stay washed, mind your manners, and don't get squashed. So, little spider, without a care, remember this and please beware. You may think you have the winning card. Next thing you know, life's crushed you hard. Stay neat and be asleep by 10. And never speak with strange young men.
So, Cromarty, are you ready to ask your questions?
Well, of course, yes, I am always ready. Hello, Mr. Trowbridge and Miss Lisa, how are you?
Hi, Cromarty, we're fine, thank you. How are you?
Oh, very good, thank you, yes. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you too.
Thank you, sir. Very kind.
We have known each other all for a long time, haven't we not?
It's getting longer and longer as we speak. Yes,
yes, so I hear. Look, I have a machine. This is what I was trying to say when we tried to speak before was that my robot Cuthbert is named because Lisa came up with the name. When we were, do you remember, Lisa? When yes, you said Cuthbert, he should be called Cuthbert, and we have been calling him Cuthbert all because of you.
Was that when I was in bed?
It was.
Oh, right. Okay. You've been naming robots when I've been in bed.
All right.
Fine.
Yeah, he's
named
after Mr. Rumble.
Is he?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
No. Oh, dear. Well, I'm trying to make sure that lots of things, you know, Cuthbert can be used for lots of different things. And I have got another of the computers plugged in. So I'm going to ask you some questions. And my computer here will tell me whether you are saying the true, like true or false. So it will know whether you are lying. I'm not saying that you are, but you know, I just want to prove that it works, if you know what I mean. So
all right, okay.
Yeah. So I have five questions, and you can answer, and I will tell you whether it is a true answer. Yes. So my first question is. Have you ever met Henry VIII?
Yes.
We did, actually.
Yes, we did, yes.
Where was that?
It was at Hampton Court.
Yes.
Yes, he was wandering around with Thomas More.
Yeah.
Or was it Thomas Cromwell?
I don't know. But
one or the other.
What was he going on about?
He was asking whether we should give the Lady Anne some jewels or not.
And did we say yes or no?
We did, yes.
And did he?
I don't know. He went off.
All right, okay.
So,
there you go.
Yeah, we did, yeah.
I remember that, yeah.
This is fascinating. Well, I wonder, I will find out whether what you say is true or false, or whether you are teasing me. My computer says it is true. Well, well done. I am true, right? That was real. Yes?
No.
Oh.
No, it was actually a bloke pretending.
Yes, it was an actor.
Yes.
Oh. Well, maybe that is why the computer is confused.
Maybe, I'm not sure.
Let me try another question.
Okay. Again.
If you were going to eat a plate of fish and chips, what flavoured jam would you use as an accompaniment?
Blackcurrant.
Would you?
Yeah.
Mm. I'd go raspberry.
But, you don't like raspberries?
I do like raspberries.
You said you don't like raspberries because they've got seeds in.
Oh, well, it only gets under my teeth. It's all right. I like the taste.
Okay.
Yeah, I pick the seeds out.
Right.
My computer says that Mr. Trowbridge is only pretending to like raspberry. So that is true. He would no. He's saying he does no. What is it saying? I can't be sure. Sorry.
I'm confused.
It's confused. anyway, he thinks you're both lying.
Well, I'm not.
Oh.
Well, I might be. No, I'm not lying.
Oh dear! Maybe it is the confusion of the raspberry.
I think these questions are too complicated for the computer.
It's too confusing for my brain.
Too complicated for us.
These are the simple ones. Okay.
Oh dear. I'm simple.
But, so the, let me try this one. What is your favourite television show, and does your cat enjoy it too?
Oh, Doctor Who, obviously.
Yeah, obviously, yeah.
And yes, Rose Cat has watched The Underwater Menace Part 3.
She was fascinated by it.
Yes.
Mm.
Yes, I've got a photo of that somewhere.
Yes.
Easy.
It sounds like it would be true. Is that a true answer? My computer has broken down. I think I'll just accept what you say. It sounds fine. These questions are too easy. Okay, if you were planning on going on holiday, what type of shoes would you wear? And are you a sun hat kind of person?
I would wear curly shoes, like curly Arabian slippers. Those would be brilliant.
Would you?
Yes.
Why?
So that passers-by would admire me.
Okay.
Yes, and what was that, sun hat?
Would you wear
sun hat person? No, because I love having my luxurious hair on display.
That sounds fine.
Cool to see.
What about you,
Lisa?
What? I would probably wear Wellington.
All right. Okay.
Because you look like Paddington Bear.
I do not.
And would you wear a hat?
I'd wear a hat like Paddington.
Oh, I see. That sounds good. Well, I just presume that everything you say is true now. So,
is your machine first?
Yes. It's fine. It's fine. My last question is, what do you most admire about me? There are probably many things, so only one or two.
The luxurious curve of your nose is something that's always stuck in my mind. I remember when I first met you, and the sun was glinting off the end, and I felt deeply moved.
Oh, thank you.
So I moved.
Oh.
Not long afterwards.
Oh, fine. And Lisa.
And you have lovely eyes as well, all of them.
Oh, thank you. And Lisa, what do you like about me?
I have always liked your accent.
Oh.
It's very attractive.
Oh, thank you. You're a lovely lady, you. Yes. Comedy. I'm afraid he's got very shy and gone around in the corner.
Well, he's very sensitive, really.
He is. Yep. Yes. Yes. Well, he only became an evil genius, like in between Sutton Park and the podcast.
Whilst Andrew and Lisa are around this episode, there were a couple of clips that I found whilst I was going through some recordings the other day that I can't remember whether I've used or not. So they were tucked away in a file with that Alien episode that I released the other week. And I couldn't remember whether I transferred them to another episode or whether you hadn't heard them. But if you have heard these clips, then it will have been some time ago. So before we finish this episode, I thought I'd share them with you. Again, maybe, or maybe for the first time. There's a few people in these clips, Nick and Harry. Yes, recorded back in the summer, 2017. All right, okay. Hello, listeners. Guess who's here? It's Harry. Harry, what are you doing? We're in Salisbury. You don't usually come to Salisbury.
I've got a hangover.
Harry's been to see his dad. Funnily enough, Nick and Ali and I were out last night, and we were somewhere else in Salisbury, but I was getting texts from you saying that you were having... What did you actually get up to?
Amaretto. Slow gin.
Slow gin. That wasn't even in the pub. Wasn't that back at the back of your house?
Back at home, after drinking at the pub.
Oh.
Yes.
And how much... What did you have? Where did you go? Wetherspoons?
We did. And I had some lager.
How much lager?
It wasn't too bad, actually. I had about three pints.
I had two Guinnesses and a gin and tonic. Listeners, Harry's dad, and Harry, when he grew up, lives near a particular pub, which was the pub that Nick and Ali and I were in last night. But Harry and his dad went to a different pub.
Yes.
So we were... Yes. We probably...
Avoided you.
You probably came past the pub when we were just about
absolutely.
To leave.
Yeah.
Stumbled past. You're in Salisbury because you and I are going to meet our old school friend.
That's right, Robin.
what was his name? I forgot. Robin?
Robin.
Ah, yes. I'm sure he'll be up for talking for hours about our school days. You won't hear a word from him. We won't be talking to him on the podcast. I'm sorry.
He'll be listening to this now.
He won't be listening to this.
You thinking that?
Well, Robin, if you are listening, then please, yeah. If you'd like to talk about our school days on the show, just get in touch. We have so many stories we could discuss. We could pretend he's there. Shall I get a glove puppet? On a scale of 1 to 10, how hungover are you?
Yes, 12, I think.
12? Yes. Oh, dear.
I think I need some... Do you have any shades or anything like
shades?
That?
Shades? I've got my own glasses. We can... Have you got, yes, a black marker pen?
We can black those out.
You can just black those out, yeah.
Yes.
I haven't got a hangover, but I didn't sleep that well.
Oh, you didn't? So it's difficult when you're in a different bed.
I know. I don't sleep very well, my... My parents either.
Right, yeah.
Anyway, sitting on the other side of me, we have Troby and Lisa.
Yes.
You're actually in the same place. This is like a Southern Park reunion.
It's a little bit of an odd arrangement that we're all sat in the...
I know.
Listeners,
yes. Imagine we are sitting in a church in Salisbury, which does coffees and teas at the weekend. And there aren't enough seats, so we're sitting on a pew. So, as Harry said, we're not actually looking at one another. We're sitting side by side, like we're about to break into song. I don't get down on my knees for anyone. Not anymore. Not with my legs. You might do. I hope we have a nice lunch.
Yes.
And I might see if I can get these people on the other side of me to speak as well.
Yes, absolutely.
Do you have a little sleep?
Yes, that'd be nice. Have a nod off now.
Hello, Lisa.
Hello, Paul.
How are you?
I'm all right, thank you.
We're all right. We were just saying my hand over the microphone. We were saying it was a bit strange how we're all sitting in a row, like not looking at not looking at each other. Harry's not in Salisbury very often. You're not often in Salisbury either.
No, I'm not in Salisbury now.
Oh, you're not.
I'm just speaking down a very long tube.
Are you a hologram? Yeah, you do look quite... I'm going to put my hand through.
It's just a big toilet roll.
Goodness.
Harry's pulling a face.
So this is my face.
Yeah, that was just Harry's face. I said we could do a Southern Park episode. I've got quite a good cast.
Did you bring anything in my pocket?
I know you always used to bring lots of nice props along.
Yeah, I don't know. I'll have a feel. Hang on.
My goodness.
I'm being digitalised.
Yes, Nick's digitalising.
Digitalising.
Nick's right at the end. Hello, Nick.
I'm not right at the end of digitalising. I'm sort of...
No, you're right at the end of this pew.
Oh, sorry, yes.
He's sat behind the flowers.
Yes, there is a Sutton Park cooking on the machine as we speak at home. And we have, we're hoping
now
to get the whole series into what amounts to a little gadget no bigger than a cigarette case. Now that might be a lofty ambition, but we're going to give it a whirl.
I'm a bit worried though, because he's talking about cooking, now he's talking about cigarettes. I'm worried there's anything left at the end of this.
Well, he's turned into Fanny Craddock.
Yes. Gas Mark 10. The 1997 episodes are particularly tasty if drizzled in spaghetti sauce. But, You're going to record this afternoon.
I'm going to do Nick this afternoon.
Okay.
Hopefully you as well.
Well, yes, hopefully. Yes. Yes. Yeah,
I would.
Yes, we're going to do various things from the 70s.
Cool.
Telefantasy type
thing.
Like
the one mentioned in the postcard.
Do you object to the word telefantasy?
No.
No, that's all right. And some people do.
Telefantasy. Now he's going to say, now we're going to start saying, putting it as a great telefantasy. I love telefantasy. It sounds like a horse. It's telefantasy, 6-1, 12:15. I'm going to go down the track. Telefantasy. It's been. Can't do it. I can't do that. Can't sustain that. Yes, well, I'm going. Harry and I are going for lunch with our old friend, Sutton Park regular, Robin, and then I shall come back up to Nick's house. And
blimey, it's all
go. I know, it's all go.
Most productive day we hope to have.
I have weekends when nothing's going on. And suddenly...
Yes, we don't see daylight often.
No,
well.
Well, I do. I use my mouth and it comes out.
All right,
my mouth
is
attached to my face.
Is it? Okay.
You don't seem sure.
You can't detach your mouth.
Unless you're like Ray Allen and I'm Lord Charles.
Oh, God, no.
Well, I could be Orville.
Oh, no.
So that was the other Ray.
Yes.
Ray Charles' feline Tomigo.
Oh, yeah.
Tomigo.
Yes.
Yeah. It was like a feline Tommy Cooper.
I saw
clips of that a while ago.
I saw Orville on Top of the Pops repeats recently. And that
hosting
was
it, I hope.
That was sad. That was he was horrible.
I'm the absolute only person here who doesn't mind Orville.
Yes,
happily being every other ventriloquist.
When it comes to varieties, there are three sorts of variety act. There's the good, there's the bad, and there's the Orville. We've already done that joke, but
it's fine. And whilst you're here, you're now on iTunes, aren't you?
I am on iTunes as of yesterday.
He's a singer.
I pressed the buttons.
You're a singer now. You've got your own album, solo album. Yes. Troby sings.
Yes, we are available for download around the world, apparently.
Yes, joining the cool cats.
And we are free.
Yes,
and easy.
Free, yes. Yes, and I've re-downloaded away.
Well, yes, Thursday we had no listens at all. Friday we had 42.
It does stack up very quickly because...
it's amazing how much it...
Well, if you can...
Makes accelerated, the difference.
Because now I've got so many episodes... If you get a new listener and they've obviously enjoyed whatever they've listened to,
they do
the lot. So, and now I've got, when this is recorded, I've got 75 episodes. So 75 is a lot in one go.
Yes.
So you go away, you come back, and you've got like...
charge money for it, the ratings are going up.
Yeah. Oh, well, you can see the ratings,
We had our best month last month.
Yeah.
And because we got a bit of publicity.
It does go up month by month. Usually it goes up month by month. The more episodes you get, the more you'll have.
Out there.
Yeah. Are you with Libsyn?
I think it's gratifying.
Are you with
Libsyn?
Or who's your host?
My host, SoundCloud.
What does that give you?
That gives you an RSS.
An RSS.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So with that links into.
Yeah.
Into
yeah.
Well, iTunes.
We thought about having multiple platforms, and having one was like.
Yeah.
The trouble is, the more you do, you have to start paying for it.
Yeah.
So.
Well, I pay for Libsyn. I suppose I could have just done SoundCloud because I.
Well, we do pay for you because you get unlimited.
Yeah.
If you pay for it.
Yeah. I'd probably pay for both.
It's not too bad.
No.
That's the thing. If you've sort of got a regular thing, it's worth doing. If you're just doing it every now and then, it's not really worth it.
Yeah.
As we said, the more regular, the better.
Yeah, well, maybe there'll be new podcasters starting up podcasts due to our inspiration.
You inspired us, dear boy.
You did.
You said so. So we just agree with that.
Yeah. Well, I have to inspire somebody. Harry's gone to sleep here.
Yeah, I don't know.
How are you?
It's a world.
Come on, it's like Orville's over. It's like Orville. He does look a bit like Orville.
Does he wish he could fly?
You wish you could fly? Up to the sky?
Like you
can't,
fly.
Though. He's giggling.
Just put a rug over it.
Yeah.
Fine.
Well, we may speak again later, but
okay,
I just
well,
wanted to...
If not, happy day.
Yes.
Happy day.
Oh, no.
Oh, God.
Are you doing...
That's a clue for what we're going to do, you see.
But,
we haven't got a clue.
Well,
see you soon, then, or soon or late, or one or the other.
Soon or late.
Sooner or later.
Only late. Sorry, Mum.
I just happened to be very late.
I thought we were getting takeout today.
It's a limited edition, and I think he's been keeping it going.
Hello, listeners. It's me, Yeti Uncle John. I realise I'm just sitting here in it's not the Library Podcasting Studios. I don't know what this is. I've just realised I'm surrounded by vintage podcasters.
Yes. You call him vintage?
It's Mr. Trowbridge. Hello, Mr.
I'm
Trowbridge.
Not vintage.
Oh, well, what are you then? What's it like being...
I'm a young shaver.
You've got your own podcast, haven't you, now?
Well, I am told that I do. I occasionally turn up.
You and Miss Lisa.
I delegate it these days. Oh, yes. You know, to my minions.
Oh, I was going to say...
Your minions? What minions? Is that Rose and Martha?
Yes.
Are they your minions?
And what's it like being... what's it like... You know, you're like obviously living the high life now.
Well, it's so high I get vertigo.
Oh, dear. You know, Do you get gold-plated grapes? We get gold-plated grapes sometimes.
Oh, I've had them on occasion. They hurt the teeth a bit.
They don't agree with me, I can tell you. Oh, dear. Our grapes don't at the best of times, and then they're gold. Blimey.
We have to sort of push the bullion aside.
Oh, nasty.
These days to get into bed, really, don't
yes. we? Yes. Yeah. You used to do... Mr. Nick's here as well. Mr. Nick. You used to do like tape zines in the 80s and 90s.
Yes, the 90s, yeah, the tail end of the 80s.
Was it as rich? Was everything as was it like then doing that? Did you?
Well, you've got to set up loads of money to start with.
Yes.
Luxury millionaire recording studio.
Blimey, yes.
Your own set of lawyers, just in case Ian Levine's listening.
Yes.
It was a cutthroat business. Back then.
Yeah.
And
I've still got the scar.
Yeah.
You were cutting my throat daily, weren't you?
Oh, nasty.
So me, it was a tough. That's why I had to give it up after 7 years.
I never realised. See, I didn't know anything about podcasts and
neither did we back then.
No, well, I didn't know anything about tape zines or nothing.
You should have copyrighted the name, shouldn't you? That's the one thing you missed out on.
Podcast.
Didn't really have the pods, did you?
I probably bought a podcast with this cast of kind of like the shells of peas, you know,
Poddington peas.
Because Paul, he invented the selfie. He did that because he used to turn the camera to himself on Sutton Park.
That was an accident.
It was an accident, but you know, you get all these pop stars going, "Oh, I invented the selfie," and no, you didn't. Oh dear.
He was a champion of the fourth wall.
Yes.
And so was his auntie. Did you ever meet his auntie?
Yes, I met her. Yes.
Did Yeti uncles mix with?
It's difficult. I don't bore the listeners with that. It's difficult family. You know what families are like. But Lisa, what's it like being a podcaster? How much riches do you have?
Oh, we have so many riches. We can't get into some rooms because there's so many coins.
Are your cats gold-plated now too?
They've got gold-plated toys. They wouldn't have been gold-plated.
No, not hats, toys. Little hats.
No.
No, not little hats, not little gold hats.
No.
Oh, well,
they don't wear hats.
Oh, well, Dealey wears hats.
Does he?
Yes, but then he likes to commute on the train. He reads the newspaper.
Aww.
And he has a little gold bowler hat.
Cats don't wear hats, they wear spats.
Cats in spats. Well, yes.
But sometimes trilbies, then you have Martha Daly.
it's all good. It's all good. But, do you have a following on other planets?
Other planets?
Well,
of course, dear boy.
Of course. Do you know the aliens?
I've known them intimately.
Oh,
on several occasions.
Yes.
But we don't like to talk about that.
They speak really high. Yes, we speak like this. They speak really high, but it's quite good because it does get
helium, you know.
Gets the downloads up when you've got aliens on another planet.
And
the uploads
down.
Oh, yes, because you know, people in little alien planets.
It's nice to spread yourself.
Well, I don't know if they've seen these
programs. Put it in the Invisible Enemy, mixed well with methane mixed with helium and rum.
I think they say mixed well with Hitler and rum.
Oh no, stir.
Well, he was in that, wasn't he, Michael Shears?
Hey, Hitler, you're with me.
What are you talking about in there? You're not recording without me, are you? Oh no, Paul, not recording without you. Just to continue doing whatever you're doing. There's just not enough seats. I'm having to stand in the corridor. It's all right. I'll come out in a minute. Okay. Is there anything else, Rich? And Rich, have you met any celebrities?
Have I met any celebrities?
Any gold-plated... Gold-plated celebrities?
Is that your silly impression?
It's
a silly impression.
It is impression.
Have I met any celebrities?
Gold-plated
apart
ones.
Apart from Paul and yourself and Nick.
Oh, yes.
No.
Oh, well. Yeah, well, you know, that can be a bit funny. That can be a bit funny. But,
Nick wanted to say he's so rich he doesn't have... he has rich tea biscuits. He used to have tea biscuits.
Yeah. Oh. Rich they won the lottery, so they're now rich.
It's a world that I just...
Who is rich? Did you get them off him?
Oh, it's my niece's boyfriend.
It's a world that I can only dream of. Well, you know, I'm waiting to sort of get the benefits of. But I'm sort of haven't been to any parties yet.
You're waiting to get the benefits of.
Well, yeah, you know, being a part of NAMA podcast.
Literally benefits.
No, I'm not unemployed. I just think, you know, I've heard of these stories and nothing's happened to me yet. I'm waiting to get gold plated.
Well, you have to join the queue. There is a queue.
Yes. Those aliens, they keep jumping the queue.
We do not jump the queue.
What are they doing here? Oh, blimey.
They speak Kylie of you.
Oh, no. They speak Kylie of me. Kylie, you've met Kylie? Blimey, those gold hot pants. Maybe that's what I should wear.
Well, they do suit me.
Gold, it's gold after all. Yes.
Gold.
Mr. Bond.
Do not wear gold hot pants, idiot Uncle John. It will hurt our eyes.
Oh, nasty. How rude. Well, there you go. I hope you enjoyed those, and I hope you didn't recognise them. Maybe I have used them, maybe I haven't. I need an archivist. I do my best, but... anyway, moving on. I'm going to talk to somebody more sensible now. If that's
really?
Possible. Yeti Uncle John, he's slightly more sensible.
Okay.
It's not much more intelligent, but... sorry, if you're Uncle John. I'll usher him in. What? Hey? Oh, hello? Oh, is it... Oh, I'm looking at a screen, but I'm hearing a voice.
Hello, Yeti Uncle John. How are you?
Oh, it's Lisa and Troby. I don't know which one's which, but... No, I do. I'm teasing. How are you?
One of us is slightly more hairy, but I can never remember which either.
Oh, well, you know, same with me. Oh, yeah. Dear, oh, dear. Happy New Year, by the way.
Happy New Year.
Thank you, and you.
Yeah, you're doing a good job with Ick. He's looking a lot better. I think he's having his tea, and yes, it's good.
Good.
I've got some questions for you. Let me see. Okay, these are going to be a lot more sensible than the ones that Clomity sent you or spoke to you about. This one, if I was stuck down a hole... How would you get me out? You only have a homing pigeon and a box set of the Best of Dad's Army to help you.
Easy.
Yes.
I would take the discs.
Yes.
Of Dad's Army.
Yes.
Yes. And I would use them as a frisbee.
Uh-huh, yes.
So I could get the pigeon to sit on the frisbees and frisbee the pigeon down.
Oh yes.
And the reason I wouldn't get the pigeon to fly down is because it would get tired.
Yes.
Because I'm assuming this is quite a deep hole.
Oh, very deep. Yes.
Yes. Right. And so I'd frisbee the pigeon down on the CDs, and I would take the boxes and take the sleeves out.
Yes.
And what I could do is slowly tear the strips of paper off.
Oh yes.
From the covers.
Yes.
Knot them into a rope ladder.
Oh.
And then the pigeon, we'd throw the rope ladder down, the pigeon could fly up.
Yes.
Because it wouldn't be tired. No. It could frisbee down, it hadn't flown down.
Yes.
It could pull up the rope ladder made of Dad's Army CD sleeves.
Yes.
Because there are a lot of sleeves.
Yeah.
And you could climb up.
Oh, it sounds marvellous. Have you got anything to add, Lisa?
No, I think that sounds a superb plan.
Yeah, it's the one I had here, and it's actually this is actually very similar to what actually happened in the, on the real occasion, because this is based on a true story. But,
Dad's Army is true.
You what? Dad's Army is true. Yeah.
See,
oh,
I mean, I had Arthur Lowe in the bath once, didn't
you
I?
Did, yeah.
I dropped him. I dropped Arthur Lowe in the bath.
Oh dear! Did he float?
He came up and his hat was all askew, and he said, "I was
stupid boy."
Yes.
So, well, you know, sounds very much... this is my next question. If you were rich, what would you buy? And then what would you buy me?
What would I buy? I would buy...
all the marmalade in the world.
Right.
And I would send you special marmalade made by Paddington.
Oh.
Because he makes it really well.
Yes.
I would buy Somerset.
Ooh.
I think it,
Somerset?
Yeah, Somerset. Not Somerset House, the county of Somerset.
Why would you buy Somerset?
So I could own Wookie Hull.
Okay.
Right? And Wookie Hull, they age cheese in Wookie Hull these days,
yes.
Don't they?
Yeah.
You like cheese, don't you?
Oh, yes. Very much, yes.
Yes, well, you could have all the cheese in Wookie Hull.
Oh, thank you. Thank you very much.
Although, I wouldn't advise eating it all at once, because...
You'd have nightmares.
Yeah.
This is
nightmares about witches.
If I was going to go to a Hull-based tourist attraction, would you say Wookie Hull is better than Cheddar Caves?
Ooh, that's a hard one. Hmm. What do you think, Lisa?
I don't know. Cheddar Caves is quite good too.
I'd still go for Wookie. I'd still go for Wookie because it's got a giant gorilla and a giant. Aren't there some dinosaurs there?
There's
as well?
A dinosaur there.
Yeah, I remember.
Well,
you,
at least one big dinosaur.
I remember you posing with it.
Yeah.
Yeah, and he wanted to come home with us.
He did.
Don't tell anybody, but I once had Nookie in Wookie.
Was a bear?
Yeah, oh, no, Wookie, anyway.
No wonder his eyes bulge out.
Oh, dear, no, stop it. Right, this is my next question. I am 700 years old. What do you want to ask?
What? I was singing happy birthday.
No.
Sorry, carry on.
I'm not really. This is my question. Like, if I was. Anyway, right. I'm 700 years old. What do you want to ask me?
I'm now 700 years old, suddenly.
Well, I'm not me. This is theoretical.
Right, okay.
So
in other words, you were born in 1318, you're saying?
Yes.
Okay. So, Lisa... When did the princes in the tower happen?
That would be about 1485-ish.
So I would ask you what had happened to the princes in the tower. Now,
yeah.
What's the theory, Lisa?
Depends who you believe.
That they were murdered by Richard III.
Yeah, or they were possibly murdered by Henry Tudor, or they were possibly murdered by Margaret Beaufort.
Right, so I would ask you... to go and see Richard III and ask him whether he done it or not.
Yeah. Ask him who done it.
Yeah. So, yeah.
Well, a bit like Columbo. I'll go in there and go, oh, by the way, just catch him at the last minute when he thinks he's got away with it.
Yeah. You just say, just one more thing, Richard III.
Oh, just one more thing, yeah.
Yeah.
Who done it?
Yeah. I have one more question. Who done it, as Arthur Mullard used to say.
I think that's a good answer. I can't give you the answer to your actual question, but when I've done it, theoretically, anyway.
Yes.
My next question, what is your favourite tree and why?
For me, it would be an oak tree, because it's got acorns in it, and you can climb up the oak tree and throw acorns on people's heads.
Oh, it's cheeky, it's cheeky.
You like chucking nuts at people, do you?
Yes.
Okay.
Blimey.
I think my favourite tree would be a miss tree.
Oh!
A miss tree. There's a joke there. And you have to work that out.
I'm thinking about that. I'll get it later. I'll get it. It'll work in my... takes me a while, but I'll get it and it'll come out later.
Yeah.
Okay, and we'll move on to my next question. I've just learned that my pet badger has been lying to me. What do I do?
Ooh,
that's a tricky one.
That is also hard.
Mm.
I would write to Dear Deirdre.
Yeah, I'll she'll know.
In the sun.
Yeah. Or you could phone her.
Well,
she's on this morning
now.
Yeah, she's on this morning, yeah.
Oh, have you ever phoned her?
No.
Yeah, phone up Dear Deirdre.
What about Bettina Dupre?
Yeah, Bettina could do it, yeah.
Yeah.
Is she experienced with the ways of badgers?
Well, because she gets so few letters, she has been doing a pet sort of... so actually she might know about badgers. It's a good thing. I never thought about that, yes.
That's a good idea.
I shall do that.
I'd try that.
Okay, my next question is, tell me what the best thing was about 1976.
1976. Were you born in 76? Yes, of course you were, Lisa. You were... 3 and then you were 4.
Oh, yeah.
So, what was the best thing about 1976?
I can't remember.
I would say the Seeds of Doom episode... No, I would say the Seeds of Doom part 6. It's not episode 6. I'll get hit if I say episode 6. Seeds of Doom part 6.
Well, it's Doctor Who. I like Doctor Who.
Yes. That's when Boise got drowned in the lake.
Oh.
That's not good.
But, we've been to various evenings with him, haven't we? And everybody seems to laugh at that.
They do. That's very silly.
And then we get cross and we have to beat them all up, don't we?
We do, yeah. Yes. We have to show them the error of their ways.
Yes. 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 So, Seeds of Doom, part 6, Boise getting drowned.
Which he does very, very well.
Yes. And he got a bottle of whiskey out of it.
Which is
What about you? Is that the same answer for you too, Lisa?
Lisa?
Yes. Well, I was only 4, so I don't really remember 1976.
Dribbling? No, you didn't dribble when you were 4.
Everybody dribbled when I was 4. But yeah, I don't know. No. Probably.
Bag of sweets. Bag of sweets.
1976.
A nice bag of sweets or a nice lolly.
Possibly.
It was very dry. It was a hot summer. Perhaps sitting in your. I was going to say pram, but if you were 4, you'd
probably look, didn't have a pram. But
you'd look very strange in your pram. You'd been told to get out.
I would.
Get out of the pram.
Yes.
A mystery.
Oh, yes.
I got it. A mystery. Yes. Oh dear, I've got 2 more questions to ask you. I don't know if I'm going to get through these. That's tickled me. It really has. I have a new pair of trousers. Do you like them?
Yes, they're very nice. I like the spots.
Thank you.
I think. Are they bell-bottoms?
Yeah, a bit bell-bottomy.
Do they actually make a noise or not when you walk along the towpath?
They do make a ringing noise as I'm walking along.
Yeah, that could get tiresome, to be honest.
Yeah. They're not just,
clang, clang.
Yeah, it's more Big Ben than Twinkle Bells or Little Bells. Dear.
So forth.
Well,
any more?
I'm taking them off. I'm just taking them off. I've got no trousers. I've got no pants on. I'm sorry, I'm keeping them on. There's a lady in the room. This is my last question. If I was a cat, what would you say to me if I said to you, meow, meow, meow?
I would say, that's a very nice spider you've brought.
So put the spider down and let it go.
You can tell that you know about cats because... It was exactly what I was telling you. I was telling you about the spider thing, and you knew immediately.
I've caught a spider. Here it is. What do you think?
Its name was Jeffrey. It is Jeffrey. Probably was. Yeah.
I can speak.
Didn't mean to hurt it, but, you know, just my teeth are a bit sharp.
Its legs fell off.
Yeah, its legs fell off. But, you know, that doesn't mean to say it can't still be on top of the pops. Yeah. But anyway, I feel bad about it now. Oh dear, I have to go and think about what I've done. Thank you for your help.
Okay.
Oh dear, poor Jeffrey. I mustn't do that again. Uncle John. Sorry, I think Uncle John has forgotten that he was only talking theoretically. He now thinks he's a cat who.
He's 700 years old and
he's eaten a spider.
And he's eaten a spider.
And his pet badger has gone crazy and lighting.
Oh, dear. So, it's also complicated, his life.
Complicated. I have to live this every day, you know. It's so much... Can I come and live in your podcast? It's so much... It's still pretty silly, but it's at least...
You can budge up and make some room if you like.
Yeah. You're always welcome.
It's still silly, but it kind of conforms to a normal... Well, normal... I hate to use that word, but
I don't think any of us claim to be normal, but...
Oh, God,
but
no.
There is some reality. There is more reality in your podcast.
Well, maybe.
Just. Sure. Maybe.
You don't know what we're planning yet.
No.
Oh, so, are you... how are you doing? What are your next shows? Have you...
We're editing... What are we editing? Episode...
18.
Yeah. But that's going to be... using up a lot of material that we recorded last year that we didn't quite get round to using, and it's already 2 hours long again. This is ridiculous.
Yeah,
we're thinking about episode 19.
Mm-hmm.
And we've got some ideas.
Yeah.
But I'm quite keen on doing Arthur C. Clarke.
You are.
His Mysterious World.
Mm-hmm. Only because you want to use the Mexican hat.
Because we've just watched an episode today over lunch where a woman claims that a giant Mexican hat
without the bubbles
landed on a house without the bubbles, which had aliens inside with long golden hair like the old kings used to wear.
Yeah.
And I'm just going, remind me to put when we do this clip to put sort of a cuckoo clock in the background going cuckoo, cuckoo, cuckoo. Because she is scarily strange, isn't she?
Yeah, yes. Yeah.
And yeah, there might be more in that vein if we can find some bits.
I've been recording lots of shows that have just sort of come up for free on the various different channels on my Skybox. So I've been watching Ironside and they seem to go through a lot of these episodes so quickly that you can be watching like a mid-70s or an early-70s episode and suddenly they've jumped back to the beginning and you're in 67 or and the fashions have completely changed. And
I got really confused the one time I watched Ironside because he was walking around and I couldn't work out what was going on.
Ooh,
but I think it was like a flashback story.
Yeah, yeah.
One minute he was walking around and the next minute he was in the wheelchair and I couldn't quite understand what was going on.
Perhaps they'd lost the wheelchair that week.
Possibly.
And they had to make something up.
They just say, he has to, in this episode we no longer, he's just going to mime it, you have to imagine it.
Yeah, the wheelchair had met on holiday, it had like a week off or something, so it could only turn up to half.
It's sleeping in another room.
Paul, just to say,
yes,
if you do have anything you want to do for us, you would, of course, be very welcome.
So yes, thank you.
I think always room for you on board.
Oh, yes.
We've got various promises from various people.
Yes,
but, there's always room for your good self.
Yes, I've got to work out which... I've got a week at the beginning of April. Well, I'm not saying I can't record before then, but I've got a week.
No, Harry.
But I do have a week at the beginning of April where I will be by myself down in Kent, so I might take some things with me, and particularly the thriller thing. I promised you a thriller article, and
yes,
from my memory so short these days, I probably have to go back and rewatch some. And there's also I might choose a favourite couple of episodes or something.
Yeah, just pick what you like. Whatever you want to say, really. Seems to work well for most people. Just say what you want.
Well, we don't mind.
Just invent this new series called Thriller, which has nothing to do with the actual existing one. I've also been watching Quincy, and what else have I been watching? I've been watching. Well, I videoed an episode of Remington Steele today as that popped up, and Columbo, which I've not watched for years. So.
A bit of a detective's phase, then.
Yeah.
Was Patrick McGoohan in Columbo? He always seems to be in it.
Yeah, I was looking on Wikipedia about that, and yeah, it says that he was in about three, and he directed like three or four of them as well. So,
is he the same character?
No, he's always a different character.
Yeah.
Right. Doesn't Columbo go, you just look like the bloke I nicked last week?
No, because he was friends with Peter Falk.
Yeah.
Because they asked him to be Columbo, Patrick McGoohan, and he said no, because that would mean Peter Falk would lose the job.
Right.
I mean, can you imagine Patrick McGoohan as Columbo? No.
I think there might be an episode that's being shown today, which is one of the 70s ones with Patrick McGoohan in, but I've seen one which is on like one of the last ones from the late 90s where he was playing a mortician and he murdered one of the Golden Girls. But,
Nice. I'm just trying to work out the sort of opposite. I'm trying to imagine Peter Falk as the prisoner.
Well, that wouldn't work either, would it?
He would never get rid of any.
You know, in his shabby old coat.
Yeah, turning around going, just one more thing, Ball.
And he'd be being chased across the sand dunes. I can't see him running, but he'd be in his little car that kept breaking down.
I'd get a yellow cab or something.
Yeah,
that would be weird.
Oh, well, we should probably see if how Ick is doing. Mr. Trowbridge, are you there still? Lisa, are you still there?
We are,
we are still here. We are velcroed to the sofa.
Oh, good.
So we cannot move, even if we wanted to.
Lisa's not been exploding anymore.
No, she's holding it together just about.
Oh, dear. This is all very unfortunate. I can report that Ick has drunk his belly button fluff tea, and so you may want to just see how he's feeling, and I'll get him over. Ick, are you feeling well enough to talk? Yeah? Okay.
Hello, I'm here.
Hello, Ick. How are you feeling?
I feel quite, sloshy.
Sloshy?
Because I have drunk quite a lot of the tea.
I'm going to have to ask you a personal question now.
Yes.
Does it hurt when you pass water?
No, it tickles.
When I mean pass water, like, if you, like, go near a canal.
Oh, no, my UFO is near a canal, and I went there earlier, and it was fine.
Okay, that's good. So you're not having any adverse reaction to the tea, are you? Has anything swelled up?
No, nothing has swelled up.
Oh, that's a shame.
Oh.
No, it doesn't work for me either. What's your temperature like?
It is, 75 degrees.
Okay, that's good. Good. Is that normal? I don't know.
I think so, yes.
Oh, you are normal?
Well, so.
Okay. And have you had a reoccurrence of, like, disappearing?
No, not at all. Not since I had the tea.
That's good, then. I would keep it up for a week or two.
Yes, I will try and keep it up.
Yeah, and I would drink the tea as well.
Yes, certainly.
Okay, so that sounds promising. If you're still getting a reoccurrence, come back and see me, and I can slip you something, I'm sure, under the counter. But
thank you for your help. I feel so much better.
Well, that's good. Well, carry on that way, then.
Would you like me to sing to you?
Lisa, would I?
I don't know. Maybe.
I look scared. Do I look scared?
A little bit.
Okay, I only look slightly scared, so you may sing a little, if you like. Go along with it.
What sort of song?
Any old iron?
Any old iron, any old iron, any old iron. You look sweet, I don't know the words.
That'll do.
Thank you.
Go to bed now.
I think I'll go and lie down.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Thanks, Ick. Oh, he does look a lot better. Well, I think he does look better. I'll keep an eye on him.
Good.
I'll keep an eye on him. That was.
I mean, none of this is an instant cure. It's one of these things you need to keep taking the. I was going to say tablets, but you need to keep taking the tea.
Do you think it could be a combination of catching a human cold, eating 175 boxes of mince pies, and something, maybe eating those books in the States? That it's probably all.
Well, they do say you are what you eat.
Yes, gosh, he's really. Quite messed up, isn't he? But
especially if the books were a bit weird.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much for helping him today. And
who do I send the bill to?
If you want to send that to Mr. Nick Goodman, he in Salisbury. He's dealing with all my bills. Yes.
He's all right. That's fine. I'll get on to Nick.
Yes.
Very pleased to pay my bill.
Yeah, absolutely. And thank you also for talking to Cromarty and Yeti Uncle John earlier. That kept them amused.
No problem.
Anyway, I'm sure we'll catch up with you again soon. So thank you both for chatting.
Ta-ra,
then. Bye-bye.
Well, listeners, that's about all we've got time for. Thank goodness Ick seems finally to have made a recovery. Gosh, who would have guessed? He really did give us a bit of a shock for a while. You're definitely feeling better, Ick.
Oh, yes, Paul. Definitely feeling much better, thank you.
What have you been up to?
I've just been relaxing with the peepers.
Well, good. They are your bestest friends, aren't they?
Well, my bestest peeper friends.
Yes, absolutely. Next time, well... We've got plenty of episodes stored up. In fact, it may be time for me to share some more episodes I've been holding back from last year. Let me just say one word, Nessie. Yes? Yes. I've just got to decide what order to present them to you. well, not so much what order, but whether you get a whole trilogy of episodes or whether I intersperse them with other episodes. But I'll think about that and make a decision by the time I return. Anyway, do take care. Join us again soon. And, yes, and you take care as well, Ick.
I will do, Paul. Thank you for looking after me.
Well, it's not just me. We wouldn't be here if it wasn't for Dr. Trowbridge.
Oh, yes. Dr. Trowbridge.
Ah, dear. Right, well, we really must go. Do take care. All right, then. Goodbye for now.
Goodbye, listeners.
Gotta go now.
I don't care.
Bye.
I want to go with you.
Gotta go. Bye.
Goodbye. It's quite long.
No. Hey, that's insulting.
Goodbye. 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 Goodbye.
This show is part of the Pride 48 Network. Find more shows over at pride48.com.
Okay, bye.
I love Fanny Fantasy. Sounds like a horse.
He's not that shy.
140. Unified, unique
voices.
Unified, unique voices.
A network of inclusion.
UnifiedPods.net.
I was pre-recorded because I was being played on Radio Way for 2 hours. But yes, because Yeti Uncle John went on. Yeti Uncle John actually went on another show. He went on Radio Way and answered questions and laughed inappropriately and stuff. And he I don't think he. Because he's only used to this show, he didn't realise that, you know, things are going out live and things aren't going out live. And
I should have a word with him next time.
Yeah, you know, but it was quite amusing because he did.
He can be a bit of a loose cannon.
He can, yeah. Cromarty, oh, found my notes around, bits of paper flying everywhere.